Mason Nealon talking with Riley Miller of the Exira EHK Spartans and as well as the Audubon Wheelers for softball here. Riley, we appreciate you joining us here on this Monday afternoon.
Appreciate you calling me.
So let's just talk about you a little bit. I mean, you are our Spotlight Athlete of the Week. Just take us through kind of your family. Like, who did you grow up around? Like, do you have any siblings? Like, all of that stuff.
I have two brothers. They're twins. With having them, that we are a very competitive family, so that's always fun. My mom and dad are probably my biggest supporters, so it's always good to have a good support system.
Do you take your brothers out and play some softball with them at all? Kind of teach them how to play?
Yeah,
I mean, you talk about competitiveness. I mean, you're one of the most competitive ones we've seen out there. Do you win a lot against your brothers, or how does that go?
Today.
Yeah. So, also talking about kind of sports, you play a lot of sports. Kind of take us through every single one of the sports and kind of how you fell in love with those.
Volleyball, you play it a lot. You kind of just fall in love with it if you have a good team base around you and a good coach. Basketball, I've always loved the sport. It's always been me and my dad's thing. And when we moved to Exira in second grade, it was a big thing there. So I just fell more in love with it there. And softball has always been one of my favorite sports. I mean, my mom always, like, I wouldn't say pressured me, but she always supported me into playing softball. And when you play it as much as I do, you just kind of fall in love with it.
And so softball-wise, I mean, you've gone through two successful seasons now. And so take us through kind of that freshman year for you and kind of how that felt, being able to play at that state tournament and be able to come up second in that one.
I mean, freshman year was a dream come true. Going to state, competing in the state championship was, I mean, what you look for as a high school athlete. I mean, I guess I would say I play a different role on that team with what we have, six seniors starting. I would say that I let them have more of the leadership role, and it was really fun just to kind of, like, lay back and play the game. And then this year we had kind of a younger team, so I had to be more of a leader. But, I mean, that's what you kind of expect out of your pitcher. It was really fun, great learning year, and we got where no one thought we were going to get. So.
And, I mean, you talk about that. You guys, with a lot of underclassmen, go and almost make it again right on the doorstep of going to state. I mean, throughout this year, kind of what were the feelings going throughout the year?
I mean, it was definitely a roller coaster year with tearing out the first part of the season. No one really knew what it was going to look like, but we knew when she got back and when – all of our younger players got more experience. We knew that we would be better, and we knew that by July we were going to be playing our best ball, which we were.
And so kind of looking broad scope here, I mean, you're playing a lot of sports throughout the time. You're in school as well, but when you're free, what does kind of your free time look like?
Oh, geez. Just kind of like hang out with my friends and family. I mean, I don't get a lot of free time, but when I do, I always try to spend with people that I enjoy being with.
And so, I mean, you talk about not having a lot of free time. Is that filled with a lot of those sports then when it comes to free time?
Yeah, I mean, sports, high school sports are always, you always have something going on, and then travel ball. So that fills up most of my weekends and most of my free time.
And so you're going to be playing volleyball coming up here soon. I mean, are you excited to go in and start playing volleyball again?
I'm very excited to play volleyball this year. I mean, it looks like we're going to have a really good team and have a really good chance that making it to where we want to go, and it's going to be a fun year.
And so when you talk about making it to where you want to go, what's kind of the goal for you then going into this volleyball season?
Oh, geez. I mean, the goal is always to make it to state. But I know one of our main goals that Coach Blank has for us is trying to compete really well in conference this year.
And so just kind of looking at all your sports here, if you had to pick out of all four that you do, which is kind of your favorite?
Definitely softball.
And so when you talk about softball being your favorite, what kind of pushed you to have that be your favorite?
I mean, when I was younger, I got on a really good travel ball team with a really good coach, and he really just, like, pushed me to be the best I can be. And I guess I've just took my love for him and for the sport from then and just kind of went with it. I mean, I love the sport so much, and I don't know what I would do without it.
Well, Riley, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we thank you for your time as well.
Thank you.